Hey guys, it's Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I've lined up four altos for your sound file today, and you obviously know which ones are in the sound link, but this sound file is different because I'm not going to tell you the order here at the beginning. I'm going to let you listen first, and I'll tell you the order of the saxophones at the end. So mixing it up here. Among this four-clip sound file, there's a Dulnay from the 40s. There'll be a Buffet Super Dyne Action Alto from 1972. There'll be a King Zephyr alto from the 50s era, so it's 1956. And there'll be a The Martin alto from 1947. They'll all be played on my Woodwind Company hard rubber mouthpiece, tip at 74 from a reface and a 2.5 reed. So, saxophone number one. Here we go. Switching over here, saxophone number two. Don't mind those little squawks. The saxophone was great. All right, here is saxophone number three. Switching over here for saxophone number four. The only preface I'll give you on this one is that it has yet to be rebuilt, but it still has a good sound visible to hear. And it has a sticky G sharp, so forgive me for a couple other notes that might not be intended. Well, all four of these have a great sound, and they're all different. I'm not out to sway anybody one way or the other. I will tell you, this is your last chance to turn around and listen to them again before I disclose their identities. Saxophone number one was a The Martin alto from 1947. Number two, Buffet Super Dyne Action alto from 1972. Number three was the Dulnay alto, about 1940s. And number four was a King Zephyr from the 50s, 1956. That's pretty fun. Hope you've had a chance to listen to these a couple times and pick out your favorites. There's some that are resonant down low, some that cut through on the high end. And, you know, that's where we got to figure out what kind of music you play and which saxophone suits your needs best. But I hope this was fun.